Okay, I think we'll get going now. Firstly, thank you everyone for attending our fourth webinar now. This one is on women and girls, but obviously that's a massive subject matter. And for those that came to the actual roadshows earlier in the year, we ran out of time on all three of those chats. So we thought for this one we'd focus in a little bit, look at how to increase the women in your club environment and why you might want to do that. And the benefits that might bring. My name's Natalie. I am the manager of Women and Girls across Essex, and we welcome all the clubs from across East Anglia as well. Claire Smith is also going to be giving us some insight today as well, and she's done lots of good work, excuse me, down in East London, that can be transferred across to any part of Essex or East Anglia, hopefully. So hopefully you come away from today with a few more points in how to increase the women in your club. While you're on, if you've got any questions, we're going to mute everyone up, but if you've got any questions, please use the chat box. If you're not sure where that is, you should be able to hover and see that on one of the control panels up the top. So please ask your questions in there, then at the end we'll try and cover any of those up. So today we're going to go through a little bit about how you might recruit a few of these women, what you might do, what they might like to do once they're in the club, and like we said, the knock-on effects of that. And then Claire's going to give us an example of a different way of getting some ladies involved in the game.
Hiya.
First off, recruiting. So kind of think about what you might want to do first. Are you looking to put on a training session, maybe a taster session? Are you looking to run a club festival, a social festival? So once you know what you kind of want to do, then you can look at where you can get your initial ladies from. Within the club is the obvious choice to start with. So chatting to your members, your men's teams, your women's teams, parents of juniors and their families, try and get as many females involved. Age-wise, whenever we do anything that's meant to be women, we'd probably say 16 plus, just because that's where kind of you finish your junior girl stuff. And also, as a woman or a mum or a teacher or something, you might just want that time where you're just with people that are of a similar age and kind of maturity on that, although that varies quite a lot, however old you are. We'd look to go out to work colleagues of your members. So if you've got teachers, if you've got people that work in big businesses where there's a lot of females, they might like to get together as a social event with their work colleagues and come to an event that you're holding. And also look for a lot of your clubs are associated with tennis and hockey. We've seen some squash clubs, but look to your own members. If you've got people that are actively involved in a hockey club, then that's going to be a great way. Those sorts of women are already sporty and are keen to try things, so it might be an easy win for that. Also, the type of women we're going to talk about in this is where you're trying to start up, where you're getting beginners. So this isn't where you're recruiting for your hardball team, although this might be a benefit in the future to help with your hardball team. You can also go externally. So we've done a lot of work with Girl Guiding. We've done a badge called Smashing Boundaries. They've designed it with us. So that's quite active when you're getting girls involved. But the Rangers, which are an older age group, and the leaders are always looking for things to do. So they might be really keen to get involved. The Women's Institute, we've had a few teams in our softball competitions from there. So they don't discount them. And also, again, even if you don't have the links, go out to your local sports clubs and get the type of women that are already active, because they're going to be, like we said, more likely to engage. So once you've decided whether you're going to do maybe just a one-off taster or a festival, what we'd say is don't straight away maybe put up, right, there's 10 weeks of training here, because straight away, if you're a busy working person or you're looking after kids, you can say, right, I can't commit to 10 weeks. That's not for me. So I'm going to just put the next bit up. Whatever you're doing with women, and this will be a theme throughout this chat, if you can stick to these three things, whatever you do, you're probably going to have a lot more success. So if you can reduce fear, if you can build confidence, if you can provide flexible offers, you'll get more back in what you're trying to do, and you'll get a lot more engagement. So if a busy person sees a 10-week block and that you've got to commit to, then straight away I'm looking at a way of getting out of that. So I can't commit to that, so I'm not going to come. Whereas if you just put on a taster session and then you chat to that group, if you've got a group that want to train every week, great. If you haven't, then maybe once a month, you're just making that flexible offer so that they're going to be more likely to come. When you're promoting these things, so once you've got a few ladies to start with, you may want to then promote a little bit more. So talking to other clubs, local Facebook groups have been really good. If you can get into those, because these sorts of things, even if you put a few pounds on your session, they're not there to make money. So they're looking to get people active. So the types of local groups that usually say no advertising, as long as you message them first, they're usually quite happy to have your promotions on there, and they're quite good. Paid promotions on Facebook as well are cheap. So from £10, £20, you can get a week's promotion that will target the type of women you want. So you can put in there that you're looking for maybe women between 16 and 60, or however, there's no age limit, that maybe have children, or you might be looking at parents or grandparents. You can go by what they're interested in, where they live. So you can really focus down on who you want to get, and that might get you a few. Don't expect loads, but if you get three from one, two from another, you're starting to build up a good base of ladies that will be training with your club. Flyers aren't great, we find, but if you've got some people that will go around just a few streets around your club, then you might find a few people that might not have known your club was there, and now they do, and they might come down and see what's there. So that's recruiting. So once you've got your group together, you might have had your taster session and they really enjoy it. Then what do you do next? Looking at this poster, so going back to the advertising, just want to make a point that images you use are quite key. So you might think, I want to get some women in, let's use a picture of the England women's team, because that's what everyone aspires to be, which is true. But if you've got a group of ladies on that poster that are looking super professional, super fit, then some women might look at that poster and think, that's not for me. I'm not going to commit to that many sessions, so I don't want to buy all that kit, or they look really good, I'm not at that standard, I'm going to come out of that. So again, we're building that confidence and we're reducing that fear. So if you look at the poster the ECB did for the one of the softball festivals, you can see that if you look at that poster, there's probably someone that's going to represent everyone. So there's some older people, there's some younger people, some people look like they might be good at cricket, there's some people that maybe aren't so good, so I know that I can fit somewhere in between that. You're looking at people from different backgrounds, different shapes, different sizes. You can also see what they're wearing on that, so it looks pretty casual. Although they're all in some sort of uniform, it seems pretty relaxed. People have got other stuff on as well, so I've got an idea of what I'm getting into then. If you're using playing shots, just make sure people are smiling, having fun. They don't have to look technically correct, because again, then your audience can identify with that and are more likely to come because they haven't got that fear of not fitting in. So you might offer, once you've had that one-off session, you might offer some training sessions to fit the group that you've got, once a week, like we said, or once a month, it doesn't matter. Good night is junior training night, because then the mums are already there and you've got a nice group to start with. You might then want to put on some softball festivals, so that just might be within your club if you have enough. All you need really is six aside minimum. Pairs cricket is really good. We usually do four ball overs, make sure everyone has the same amount of balls, and have lots of games rather than big long games. But again, work with who you've got and what they want. On those sorts of festivals, we say bowling can be done anyway, because again, that's a part where you can get a lot of fear because people don't want to look silly. They know that bowling's really hard in cricket, so they don't want to give it a go. So bowling, we say underarm, overarm, throw it down there. It doesn't really matter. Just let them have a go and build it up as you go through your training and stuff. You might want to look at then some friendlies. Some clubs have done, just put out on Twitter, put out through our network, that they're interested in friendlies, and then can go and play some one-off stuff. We'd love to have a league eventually. So if you've got ladies that do get into this, then let us know and we'll try and put some things on so that's a little bit more organised in your areas eventually. Once you've had maybe a group that have been training or playing and they're looking to go on a bit further, indoor cricket has been a great link to push them up or to push them along a little bit more. Whether it's a softball indoor league or whether they start to play with the hardball indoors, that is a good connection then to the ones that want to go on to play hardball. Some might stay at that indoor cricket level, and that's fine. Some might want to go on. So it might be nice towards the end of your season or at the start of the next season, just to provide the opportunity for them to play some hardball. Going back to the softball festivals, you might see the bats that are on the screen. They're like a mixture. They're not a plastic, kids' plastic bat. They're quite a hard bat and they're quite big, but they're just a little bit more adult than your regular quick cricket bat. So they're a lot better, and again, you're building the confidence of your players when you're using those. They are available to buy, but there's not a range of sizes, I don't think, but they're generally okay for most women playing. So like we said, when you're doing your training, if you think about these three things, then you're probably going to keep your women playing for a little bit longer. With the flexible offers, we include subs in that. So you might not want to straight off say, right, it's £100 for you to join for this year. You might have a more flexible pay-as-you-play option. What we'd also say is if you have someone that's really good at communication involved as well, so that if one of the ladies misses 1 or 2 weeks, in their mind, they might be thinking, right, I've missed out on bowling, I've missed out on batting. If I go back, I'll be well behind. Everyone else will be ahead of me, so you're starting to build that fear. Again, so just make sure someone's checking in with them, reassuring them that they haven't missed anything and that they'll be fine coming back in, and you're more likely to then retain a few more people. On the sessions themselves, we usually try and keep to a bit of a triangle where there's an equal amount of social time, fitness time and cricket skills. So using the cricket, fitness through cricket, but also having enough time and a lot of icebreakers to make sure that people feel connected to others, that they're more likely to come back. Get the group to set up WhatsApp chats. Hopefully they should all be over 18. If they're not, then just make sure you follow the safeguarding protocols. But the more people feel part of a team, whether it's men or women, then they're more likely to come back as well. What benefits might this then bring to your club? Hopefully through your work in reducing the fear, building confidence and providing flexible offers, you should hopefully have more players. I'm going to bring them all up to start with. Not just your women's players, you're going to have more people using the club, more people playing cricket, which is always great. But women will bring their families. So if they've not been connected to the club, they might be bringing sons, daughters, husbands, brothers, wives, sisters. They'll be bringing people that can play in your other teams and contribute to the club that way. They may also, once you've built that confidence, be happy to then maybe as a group do a coaching course or a scorer's course or an umpire's course. What we say is in your sessions, get them used to umpiring and scoring their own games, because then if their kids do start playing or they just want to get involved in the club a bit more, they've had that experience, they won't be so nervous of then going on to help in other ways. So you've got a great resource there for the other parts of your club. You also bring different knowledge, different backgrounds. So whether that's to your committee, if you can get them involved in that, you'll have some different ideas for the club and help take it forward in different ways than you may used to have been. You'll also, like we just mentioned, more volunteers and a different energy around your club. Hopefully it would improve the environment by having more people there. also if you've got more families involved, if the women are there and their families are there, they're more likely to spend more time at the club, which means that hopefully they're putting more money behind your bar, they're getting involved in social events, and even running them as well. So just general club life should improve the more different teams that you have at your club, whether that be girls, boys, ability teams, whatever it is, you're going to improve the environment there, and hopefully people want to spend more time there. And also, lastly, you can't ignore that you're probably open to a few more funding opportunities if you are trying to promote more activity for women. So again, you might not be trying to produce the best cricketers here, you're just trying to provide a service, open up your club to more people, but again, by doing that, you might open up your funding streams as well. So they're the kind of, just a quick race through some of the things that you might do to start up your women's section. Claire has got an example that is another way of recruiting women and just getting them active. So I'm going to pass over to her to take you through that.
Thanks, Nat. So I'm just going to talk about a project that we've been running at a school in Barking, Gascoigne School. So through this project, we aimed to introduce women to cricket, potentially get women back to cricket who had experienced it when they were at school, empower them to become leaders through the All Stars cricket programme, and then also think about providing them with exit routes into playing and volunteering. So following on those three themes that Natalie's been talking about, to reduce the fear for the ladies, we worked with the school to run a beginner session for them. And this took place between 9:30 and 10:30. So it was straight after the mums had dropped their children off at school. So they could come straight to the session. They didn't need to worry about travelling to an unfamiliar venue. We held the session just in the school dinner hall. So it was somewhere that the mums were used to, somewhere that was familiar to them, somewhere where they felt safe. We were able to use a local female coach. So this was someone that the mums could relate to. And thanks to funding from Sport England, we could initially offer this beginner session free of charge for the women, which really helped. So there was no commitment for the mums. They didn't have to sign up, they didn't have to pay anything, they could just come along and try it out. And we decided that this session was best if it was a mixture of cricket and fitness activities. So we did some fun warm-ups, cricket skills, some fun cricket games, but also focusing on fitness as well, which we knew was important for the ladies. So then to build their confidence, the coach thought it would be a good idea to set up a WhatsApp group, a closed group just for the ladies that had been coming to the session. So this allowed them to form a social bond with each other, and they grew in confidence as they got to know each other socially through the group as well as attending the weekly sessions. We introduced leadership into the session, so the coach got them to maybe get the equipment ready, put the equipment away, led parts of the warm-up or the stretches, or even just little things like keeping score. So that element of volunteering and leadership was introduced to them. The school had already told us that they wanted to run All Stars cricket, but because we had this group of women that were engaged, we ran a female-only All Stars cricket activator training course for them. And then the school ran the program last summer, and the women were supported by a lead activator who mentored them throughout the duration of that All Stars cricket program. And then to keep the women engaged, we were able to offer them some flexible offers. So they could continue playing weekly, and the school have actually now taken on the session, and the school pay the coach directly, which keeps it free for the women. And we have had conversations about the women contributing £1 or £2 a week to begin to build some reserve, so it makes the session more sustainable. Because all the women are now trained activators, it will allow them to continue supporting the school. And we're also trying to link those women into local All Stars cricket centres, so that benefit is felt within the local club community as well. every 6 or 8 weeks or so, we run female-only tournaments. And that picture there is from the last tournament that we ran at the University of East London. So this allows that competitive exit route for the ladies, gives them something to work towards, and that introduction to competition in a fun and a friendly environment. And then for any women that wanted to, we can link them to the local clubs as well. And this is something that we were going to really try and do over this summer. So it's kind of been put on hold a little bit at the moment. But for the women that want to progress playing, we can give them that introduction to the local clubs. Or potentially get the coach to go along with the women, maybe take 2 or 3 or 4 of them along for the first session. So we're also starting to mirror this project in other schools, and we had started in 4 other schools in Barkin, which are on hold at the moment, but hopefully we might get the women back playing cricket before too much longer. So things for you to think about if you wanted to use this project as an example, or how you can get more women involved and get them along to your club. So ladies might initially feel more comfortable doing something in a school environment, somewhere that they're going to anyway. You've got that captive audience of mums that are bringing their children to school and then collecting them. It's that, like I've mentioned, it's familiar, it's safe, it's a closed environment. So maybe think about whether you're already running cricket sessions at schools for the children, an after school club, for example. And could you add on an hour before that to run a little taster session for some mums from the school, just as an idea? So because of this session at Gascoigne School, we've now got a network of female activators. So if you were to do something similar, it could really help your club when recruiting more volunteers, specifically for programmes such as All Stars Cricket and Dynamos Cricket, where you might need more people, and it's quite easy for them to get qualified as the activators for those programmes. So our social ladies that we've generated through this project might want to go on to join a club. So if you could do something similar with some local schools to your club, that would be a benefit for you. You've got that increased number of ladies that are experiencing cricket that might then go on to join your club. But I think it's important to recognise, and Natalie touched on it, that some ladies might only want to play. So they might just want to come along to a fun social session that's maybe a bit of a mixture of fitness, cricket skills, fun games. They might not want that commitment of playing in a league or having to attend training on a regular basis. But think about whether you need to offer something like that, whether your local women might prefer that option. It's all about just talking to the women and understanding what they want. And then finally, think about including these social ladies in tournaments or softball cricket festivals that you might be running at your club. So we've got this network of ladies in Barking. We've also got a group of ladies that play out of the Leighton Cricket Hub and also in Ilford. And I know there are other pockets of these social ladies that are springing up across the county. So if you are running something, think about engaging with us to ensure we're including all groups. And who knows, you might get a group along from a school and they want to continue and join your club and play with you. So that's just a really quick run through of the project that we run. I'm just going to pass you back to Natalie now, who's going to sort of do a roundup of what we've spoken about, and we can perhaps address any questions that have come through.
Yeah, thanks Claire. So hopefully that gives you an idea of a project you could run in your area for your club. We'd be on hand to give you some advice, and if you have any questions at a later stage, then we can help you if you wanted to set that up to get a few more ladies involved. But again, as Claire said, schools are super keen on things like this. Hopefully we'll be happy for you to use their facilities and engage the parents a little bit more. So just to sum up, hopefully there's a few ideas like we said, but just if you keep these three things in mind, you probably will be doing some good stuff. So as long as you're always reducing fear, I mean, we could do a whole probably webinar on the barriers to sport for generally, but definitely for women. Obviously, these are generalizations, but where you're getting new people involved, looking for an easy way out, because you want to do something, but there's a lot of things that are probably stopping you from doing that. So reducing that fear of attending a session, or in the abilities that they have, building their confidence, and making sure that we're providing flexible offers, whether that's a facility for the children to be there while they're training, whether that's payment, making sure that maybe put on some free sessions, and then it's a pay-as-you-play sort of thing. On to things like kit, what do they want to wear? They might want something to all wear together, but does it have to be your whites top from your men's first team? Can it be a training top? Can it be a different one? Can they design their own one? So just be open to those sorts of things. So thank you for listening to our presentation today. I hope you got some good stuff out of it. I'm just going to quickly remind you of what's coming up with the webinar series. So this afternoon there is a really good one from Phil Nappett, our County Welfare Officer, who's looking at helping you with safeguarding, because there's a lot of virtual coaching sessions going on, and a lot of clubs are super interested in this but worried about maybe using Zoom or Skype or whatever app you use to do it, and he'll cover off some of those. On Thursday, Barry Hyam, Dan and I think Mags are going to take you through the youth cricket and the player pathway. On Monday, we've had two of these already. You've probably heard of Upminster's really successful race night, where they raised over £5,000, had 300 people taking part. So if you want to get your club active, he's Ollie, who's the chairman at Upminster, will hopefully be taking you through some pointers on that. On Tuesday, the 12th of May, we have an umpiring and scoring webinar. Thursday, the 14th of May, marketing and commercial activation for your club. And on Tuesday, the 19th of May, we'll have a coach education one. Here's a list of contacts in case, as we said, this is open to everyone in the East Anglia region. And on that, Rob and Sam are here. So if they've got anything to add, I'll come across to you. And then after that, we'll just take a few questions from everyone. So Rob or Sam, anything to add from you guys?
Thanks, Natalie. It's Rob here. I'd actually put it in the chat box anyway, so I'm sure Arthur and I'll pick it up. But just to elaborate, going back to the recruiting thing, you've got some great sources there for recruitment. I think the other one that we've been successful with is around secondary schools, and obviously getting players from the secondary schools and also young leaders as well to, you know, help out. I know Claire was talking about with the activators, and we found that we've got some great little young leaders there that can come out and help with All Stars or Dynamos and things like that. So, you know, whether a club wants to obviously link with a secondary school or, as you say, start an activity within a secondary school, I think there's certainly an area that can be looked at as well.
Thanks, Rob. I think we've got Ben as well from Cambridge has managed to get on, but Sam first, anything from you?
Yeah, no, I'm not sure if Ben's on. I had a little bit of blur for Ben as well, so I'll say that and then Ben can add anything extra on top. First of all, yeah, thanks to you, Nat, and to the team at Essex for inviting us on today and for putting together these webinars. Again, really really useful for our club, so a huge thanks from us. With regards to the women and girls game, it's a similar picture across Bez and Hunts, and I'll speak for Ben as well in saying that I think they're in a similar position with regards to the women and girls game. Our aim is to build from the ground up with the girls sections from All Stars upwards, as well as continuing to build on sort of the success of the women's softball festivals and creating fun and relaxed environments for women to take part in cricket, and hopefully grow the game even further across Beds, Hunts, Cams and the rest of the region. We have a women and girls participation manager now in post, as Damian Redpath has transitioned over from a Chance to Shine role to now look after women and girls cricket, and that's across Beds, Hunts and Cams, a joint role with them. So Damian will be in post to support clubs and schools with women and girls cricket.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Sam. Yeah, so I haven't put Damian up there, but Sam's probably your main link for now while during these times, and then hopefully Damian can help in the future. Ben, you there or not there?
Yeah, I am. Sorry, I've got a small child in my lap, so he's needed feeding. Sam's picked up most of what I was going to say. Thanks again for including in this. Obviously, at the moment, Damian is one of our furloughed staff, so she's the contacts will be me, myself, and Matt Morley at this point in time. And then, obviously, once things settle down, we'll be getting back to hopefully some kind of normality.
Thanks, Ben. Okay, Arfan, have we got any questions?
Yeah, got a couple of comments and one question. So first comment, Rob's already touched on it, but he's also said that he's found secondary schools another source for recruiting players. So a really good piece of advice. Graham just mentioned the Colchester Northern Gateway Indoor Centre. Once we're out of this crisis, the project is completed. We hope to introduce Sunday afternoon indoor leagues for women and girls. I don't know if you want to comment on that.
That'd be great in future. Once you get there and a bit further down the road, once you know what your ladies want to do, then we can help you connect to your local playing things. As I think Claire mentioned, there's lots of groups now around the county that are playing softball cricket, that train regularly, that are looking for matches, that are looking for one-off festivals. So yes, hopefully going forward, there'll be lots to do.
Brilliant. Well, another one for you is regarding All Stars and Dynamos from Mark. I'll read it out. I know it has not been spoken about, but as a village club, we were starting this year with the Dynamo system for just girls to introduce them into the game, as we have not had any girls teams and had a ladies team a few years ago. Do you have any tips to get girls on board? We had a flyer and posters and put on Facebook and our website, but always open to other information or tips anyone has.
So just quickly on girls, probably quite similar again, Facebook groups, social media, really good targeting parents, grandparents, to try and make them aware. If you've got someone that can go into schools to do a few sessions and that will be there at the All-Stars or Dynamo session that those girls will be going to, then that's a really good one to make sure that you're breaking down that barrier of not knowing anyone or knowing the club. If you could invite schools down to your club, then even better, because that means that they've been there, they know where it is, they know where things are. Girl guiding is another big one. If you are doing All-Stars, then invite some rainbow sections down. If you're doing Dynamos, then invite some brownies down. Our plan this year was to try and engage the leaders and the rangers into then, once they've started playing, to hopefully run some Dynamos and All-Stars for their sections, but also maybe come out to clubs and help as well. But hopefully next year that's something we can look to help with as well.
No, thank you, Nat and Claire. Really informative, I thought. And that's it for the questions and comments.
Okay, thank you very much. All good.
Thanks all. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, really good. Thanks very much.